For I know the plans I have for you, declares the Lord, plans to prosper you and not to harm you, plans to give you hope and a future. Then you will call upon me and come and pray to me, and I will listen to you. You will seek me and find me when you seek me with all your heart. And all of God's people said, isn't that a great passage? I know we've shared that a couple times over the past few weeks, but God's word is inspired and it's encouraging and it can be a blessing to each and every one of us. And I'll tell you why I read that verse in just a moment. Thanks for tuning in. This is the Monday edition of Mark and Friends. It's Monday, August 13th, 2012. And wow, what an incredible weekend. Lots to recap and talk about. And I'll probably do some of that tomorrow or on Wednesday because I had one of these experiences on Saturday morning and Saturday night. Saturday morning, it was with a men's group at the Community Evangelical Free Church. It was kind of that concept, iron sharpens iron as one man sharpens another. Well, we were talking about the mighty men in our lives, and Pastor Jason Schiffo took us through a couple of different passages highlighting some of the mighty men in King David's life and how we need to have those same mighty men in our lives, describing and conveying what is a mighty man. And it's not just these people that know all the scripture or know that can quote chapter and verse and so forth. These can be great listeners. These can be people that just have modeled godly characteristics into your life. Lots of different things. So that was Saturday morning. Well, Saturday night, I went to a dinner party with a close friend, Tony Grift. Many of you have heard me reference him. He's one of my racquetball buddies. He's one of the renowned ag engineers in the world. He teaches at the University of Illinois. He's a tenured faculty member. Great guy, great friend. Well, he took me to this dinner party, and I got stories to tell. Maybe when I have Jason in the studio, I really met a lot of people that were very, very different from me, and yet we had very similar interests. We wanted to make a difference in the world. We wanted to have our lives be meaningful. We wanted to be loved and learn to love. And so I met a lot of unique people. One gentleman, actually, his father served in World War II. And it was interesting because our fathers were just about 5 years apart, even though this gentleman and I were about 10 or 15 years different in our ages. But he talked about some of the trauma his dad went through World War II. And I could identify and connect and shared a lot of my dad's stories. And it was just kind of neat how God fits you into circumstances and situations where you can identify with people that you wouldn't have otherwise met because of their field of study or just they run in different circles. Anyways, and I met a number of people at the U of I philosophy department. So you can imagine some of those conversations at the dinner table. But I learned about hospitality from this individual. He had caviar laid out, and I've just never seen such a spread on different foods and options. And he had hired people to come in and to serve. And so we were pampered. More to say about that maybe tomorrow. We'll get Pastor Jason in the studio. Maybe I'll get him in here on Tuesday or Wednesday. I know we have some special guests scheduled this week, but more to say about that. But thank you, God, for how you can enrich our lives through rubbing shoulders with other people. And one person recently I've rubbed shoulders with is the commander of the Awana program that's coming to the Community Evangelical Free Church in Mahomet in a few weeks. It's Lori Stalter. She's married to Dennis. And what I have loved about Lori, as I've just gotten to know her over the past few months, and her husband also, Dennis, is they're both middle children. And so whenever middle children meet other middle children, we have an instant connection and bonding. And so I asked Lori to come into the studio and share about the Awana program and some of her life story, as it's always neat to hear how God has worked in people's lives. And so Lori didn't know initially. She thought she was coming just to record a little radio spot to promote the Awana program. And I said, Lori, can you just stay around a little longer? So Lori, welcome to the studios. Thanks for bearing with me. You agreed to stay and share a little of your story, even though you've kind of already indicated that you're one of those people that behind the scenes, you love to see God at work. You've shared a number of different examples with me off air that you love seeing God work in little ways, just answering prayers, making connections, like with your daughter. Suddenly, you know, a lease is up. How are we going to afford certain things? So we're going to talk a little about ways you've seen God at work. And I'm going to let you talk in just a minute here. I've set the groundwork and sharing a couple different things. But you've lived in our area for a bunch of years. You've moved away, but you've returned to this area. You've been in Mansfield since the 80s, mid-80s. You've been married to Dennis for 40 years. You work at U of I in the athletic department. You work with the athletic trainers, I believe. You have three children, so not only were you a middle child and Dennis a middle child, but then you have your own little middle child. So do a little shout-out for your family, and then maybe just tell me something about Dennis that maybe most people don't know, something that drew you to him years ago, married 40 years, so congratulations. But tell me something about Dennis and your family.
Well,
I worn you out yet?
Not too bad, Mark.
Okay.
Yes, I've been married to Dennis. He's a wonderful husband and definitely has a big heart and loves to help other people. And God has given him that special gift of being able to help others in sometimes unique ways. He definitely has a gift of acquisition. So if people have a need, whether however unique it might be, God seems to find a way of Dennis running across those things to help meet those needs. So it's been, as you say, I've enjoyed watching God work in small ways and just watching God work through him. It's been a blessing.
Now, where did you meet? Obviously married 40 years, so I'm sure you can remember where that first meeting, was it love at first sight? How did that all work?
Well, I was in high school, so was he, and a mutual friend of ours invited me to the youth group at her church, and she attended church with Dennis, and so I really enjoyed the youth group and decided, hey, I think I'll go back, and so after attending there for several months, going on their Wednesday night youth meetings, and their sometimes they'd have Sunday night special events and such, I don't know, he was a cute guy, and I just thought, yeah, he's all right. So we finally dated, and then the rest is history.
And you both grew up in, like, the Gibson City, Fisher, this area?
Yes. I grew up in Gibson City, and he grew up in Fisher, and he attended the Gibson City Bible Church, so got married shortly after I was out of high school, and it's just been wonderful life since then.
And that last name, Stalter, that you carry, a quick shout-out here for Daryl and Faye. Many of you have heard me talk about Daryl. He's just a bright spot when I go out to the tower on Mondays. Typically, he's an engineer, if you will, but he puts in Gospel Greats. He works that program. You hear it on the weekend, Gospel Greats with Paul Heil. Credits is due to Daryl. He's volunteered for, I guess, 10 plus years. Pete Springer, 10 or 12 or so years ago, trained him as like a backup. And that was always the joke with this radio ministry. If you volunteer for Great News Radio, you'll live into your later years, because both those guys started when they were in their early to mid 70s, and Daryl's like 87 or something now. I mean, all my volunteers, Max Norman still volunteering away. He's like 87 too. All those guys. Herb's the young guy, and he's nearing 70 now, so I have a real great bunch of volunteers. But if you volunteer with Great News Radio, you're insured to live long. So we appreciate Daryl, and Faye has been so supportive all these years, allowing him to go out and help and assist and be supporters of this radio ministry. So we appreciate the Stalters. And I know a lot of people in Mahomet appreciate the Stalters too, because I think you, along with your husband Dennis and some other members, started the Community Evangelical Free Church. You were kind of those founding members that had that vision years ago to start a new work for the Lord. Do you remember those days? I think in the early 90s you began the Community Evangelical Free Church?
Yes.
Tell us how that's all came to pass.
Well, when we felt the need to begin a new church, we had there were several families that were meeting in our home on Sunday mornings. It's just kind of a small group, and we just saw the need in Mahomet for another evangelical church, and so we rented some space at the Mahomet Eastwood Center and began this church, and it has just grown and blossomed, and, you know, the Lord is just blessed.
Yeah,
he has blessed it in many ways.
One thing led to another, and I know a few weeks back we had Bruce Hendrickson in the studio, and he was one of those founding members, too, that prayed up this new work to see how God was going to lead, which brings us, there's a lot of different places I want to go with this program, because as you had mentioned off career. You love seeing God at work. But one way you see Him at work is through the Awana program where you volunteered. You love and have a heart for children. You teach Sunday school. You teach children's church. But you're going to be the head kahuna, the big commander of the Awana program that's coming in just a few weeks. I know the launching date is Sunday, September 9th. Some churches have Awana on Wednesday. I know I've been very involved for a number of years at the First Baptist Church of Champaign in Savoy. I was a TNT leader. I love those 9 and 10-year-old boys, and I can really identify with them because I came to Christ in that age range of 9, 10, 11. Someday I have to go back. It was at a retreat at Covenant Harbor, Lake Geneva in Wisconsin, where I remember having a campfire asking the Lord Jesus into my heart. And when I meet with these 9 and 10 and 11-year-old boys, it's like, I remember that's when I made that commitment to follow Jesus, that I knew I was a sinner, that I knew I needed a Savior. And I get inspired when I see these little kids memorizing Scripture, trying to do their Bible studies. And so you're taking on this position as commander. I know you're very busy with your U of I position and just being a mom and being a wife and being active in the church. So tell us a little about the Awana program. Why are you going to commit to additional evenings on Sunday and prep time to pull this all together?
Well, as you said, I do have a passion for children. That verse where Jesus said, "Let the little children come unto me." I really feel that they have a special place in God's heart. And I see the Awana program as being a great instrument in reaching out to the children and families in the community and providing them with a positive experience, being able to dig into the Word of God, memorizing the Word of God and hiding that in their hearts. And then also just having a lot of fun.
Yeah, I can speak to that, at least from the boys' perspective. I don't know if this is always the same, and you can maybe answer this for the girls, but you get little boys together where they can run around, and, you know, sometimes they have the dodgeball or the throwing the ball. You know, anything where a boy can throw something is always a good thing. Well, I don't know if it's a good thing, but it's a thing where they can get excited and have fun. And I always loved, when I grew up, getting to go to church because we'd play like crab soccer where I forget how it all worked, or volleyball. Church was a fun place to go. And then there was always teaching time. But many times for a boy, if you can get him in an environment where he can have fun, then he'll want to return and come back. And what I love about the Awana program, all the boys that I get to mentor or, you know, do their lessons with, you know, we had fun. And there was only one time where I was, and I'm going to be working for you as my new commander here on Sunday nights, but one of the things that I always like with the boys is the fun time, but when we did the lessons, that was the only time where I'd say, "Boys, we're going to pray now." And when we pray to God, I don't want you poking each other, throwing things at each other. You know, I know when you have boys closing their eyes, anything can happen. But I said, this is a special time when we're talking to Almighty God. And that was probably the only time where I made sure that everyone had their hands down. They weren't doing anything mischievous. They weren't wandering around the room. But other than that, when it was lesson time, some boys can't just sit still. You got to let them have the freedom to walk around the room. If they can do their lesson and concentrate while they're walking, I allowed a lot of freedom. But when we prayed, that was one of the few times I said, "Hey, we're talking to God. There will be no goofing off now." But I've loved the program. I think it's a great way to encourage children to begin putting Scripture on their minds and hearts, to have fun, to interact with godly men and women that'll be teachers and listeners. And so are you looking for volunteers, or is that pretty well covered at this point?
We are always looking for volunteers. We're
always looking for volunteers. Yeah. And the commitment, what I love about Awana is the commitment is real easy. It's not like you have to prepare hours in putting together a lesson. You basically show up, you listen, you have the materials right in front of you. I mean, no prep time. I show up, I have fun with the kids, I make sure, you know, they try to get word perfect, they work on their verses, you sit with them. You know, during the Gaden time, there's different roles that you can play. And then, you know, there's council time. And then when you're done and the parents come and pick up their kids, depending on if you're involved with that, and then you're done and you go home. And it's like, it's such a great activity. It's very rewarding. And when you see these little children memorizing all these scriptures, it kind of puts the pressure on you. Boy, I need to get some of these scriptures into my heart. So
Okay, am I selling you anyone or pitching? I think if you want to get involved with a great program, whether it's at the Community Evangelical Free Church in Mahomet, or there are other great Awana programs throughout the area, probably the First Baptist Church of Champaign is holding one. They always have a big program, but you might want to find out if a church in your area is putting together an Awana program. But I know the Community Evangelical Free Church's program is on Sunday night. I believe it's at 6 p.m., and it begins in a few weeks on September 9th.
Yes.
So what would people do to maybe register their kids or to find out more information on volunteer needs or to be involved?
If they would like to pre-register their children, they can go to our website, which is communityfreechurch.com, or they can call the church at 217-586-5165. We would prefer if they would pre-register their children, or if you're wanting to volunteer, definitely give the church a call, and we'll get you signed up and get you lined up with a group of children, and your life will never be the same. It will definitely bless your life.
Now, I know Awana is a non-denominational program that's literally throughout not only our country but the world. And a few years back, we took Awana gifts and awards and prizes to an Awana program near Bethlehem, actually in the West Bank, and we had to go through checkpoints, and we brought all these gifts, and it was an Arab Christian church, and it was a delight to meet with the pastor and give him all these gifts, and he was very excited. And in fact, in March of this next year, we're going to be taking toys and prizes and gifts to children, and I'm not sure if it's an Awana program, it's in Nazareth, or it's called, I'm going blank on the name, but Fadi oversees it, and it's a Bible study program for the Arab Christians in and around Nazareth. But anyways, so getting back to Mahomet, Illinois, you're going to be starting a program in a few weeks at 6 p.m. If people want to register, they can register online at communityfreechurch.com, communityfreechurch.com, or they can call 217-586-5165, 217-586-5165. 586-5165. With me, in case you just tuned in, I have Lori Stalter in the studio. She's going to be the head kahuna, the commander-in-chief of the Awana program, and we'd love to have a lot of your children come out if you live in and around the Mahomet area, or Champaign County for that matter, if you're willing to drive out to Mahomet, right on Route 47. It's on the corner of Route 47 and River Bend Road. You'll be welcome to join us Sunday night, 6 p.m. is when it starts, and it kicks off on September 9th. Earlier, you mentioned you had three children, and you love seeing God at work. Lori, in our closing couple minutes, we have people that tune in that maybe struggle with God answering prayer, or struggle with, is God really for them? Have you seen evidence of God at work in your life where he's either answered prayer or he's brought together circumstances where you're like, that was all God. God was all over that.
Yes, Mark. How can a believer not see God at work in their life? Mm-hmm. It's, he's an awesome God. The children in my children's church group, they love to sing Awesome God. It's probably one of their favorite songs. And I just see God at work so many times in so many ways, just little things in life. You know, you pray for your children and pray that God will work in their life, will keep them safe. And then, you know, you hear about how there was an accident, but they came out okay. You know, the truck they were driving jackknifed with the trailer, or because the tire blew, and yet they were managed to turn that truck around and save it, and nobody on 294 got hurt or hit anybody, and you know that God was in that and answered those prayers. Or you're praying for a grandchild that's coming, and then you see miraculous ways in which God has brought them into the world. We just had a grandson that was born 2 weeks ago, and his birth was just amazing. And I know it was because God was there, God was with them, kept them safe. You know, our son traveled to China one time, and just the experiences he had over in China, it's like, God, I can't be there with him. I can't watch over him and keep him safe, but you can be there, and you can watch over him and keep him safe wherever he is, and he did.
You know? I know recently even you were praying very specifically for your daughter who was heading out to California, and how did that all work out?
It was amazing. She not only found someone who would sublet her apartment for 3 months, but she She managed to rent a trailer. We got everything in the trailer that she needed to take with her. We made the trip out there without any incidences, even though we drove across almost the entire state of Oklahoma in thick fog, mm-hmm. and just avoided a big pileup because of that, and got her to California, and she found an apartment, you know, within a month, and is doing great, working for mm-hmm. one of the most exciting new companies in America, and we're just so excited for her. You know, you just, yeah. When you see God's hand at work in your life and the lives of those that you care about, you can't help but pray and turn those things over to Him and know that He does have a plan for us and that we can count on His working everything, whether it's good or bad, to His honor and His glory.
Great segue for me to close out the program with the very verses we opened up with. For I know the plans I have for you, declares the Lord. Plans to prosper you and not to harm you. Plans to give you hope and a future. Then you will call upon me and come and pray to me, and I will listen to you. You will seek me and find me when you seek me with all your heart. Let me read that all again. It's so important and crucial and just a favorite verse of many, and the powerful truths that it contains can revolutionize your life today. This is out of Jeremiah 29, beginning at verse 11. For I know the plans I have for you. This is the Lord speaking to you, friend. The Lord knows the plans He has for you. Plans to prosper you and not to harm you. The Lord has your best interest in mind. Plans to give you hope and a future. Sometimes from our perspective, our future is not hope-filled. But when the Lord orchestrates it, we can have hope. We can place our trust in Him. Then you will call upon me. Now this is God encouraging us to call upon Him. And come and pray to me, and I will listen to you. Friend, do you hear that? God listens to our prayers. Is that not incredible? Can I hear a hallelujah or amen out there? Then you will call upon me and come and pray to me, and I will listen to you. You will seek me and find me when you seek me with all your heart. Dear friends, seek the Lord Jesus with all your heart today. Blessings will follow. Thanks for tuning in, everyone. Thanks for being a part of this radio listening family. This is Mark Burns with the Ministry of Great News Radio. God bless you and have a great day and night.